You've tuned into Words for Life broadcast. I'm Linda Johnson. This ministry has been striking and bombarding the atmosphere for over 15 years with the Word of God. Now let's enter into today's broadcast and see what the Lord is saying to a people by His Spirit. That he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide up under the shadow of the Almighty. Who is the Almighty? You and I know that it's the Lord our God. They go on to say, I will declare, I will speak. Oh, hallelujah, that he is my refuge, he's my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. You know, I love this because this writer spoke it out. It's not enough to know it. Sometimes you got to declare it. Sometimes you have to speak it. Sometimes you got to say it. He says, I will say. He made a decision. He said, I will. He made a decision. He said, of the Lord. Look at him boasting about his God. Look at him boasting about his God. He said, he is my refuge. He is my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Notice he wasn't looking around at everything and everybody. Wasn't trying. Some of us, you know, we got our trust and we're looking around at everything and everybody. We got our trust in our pastor. We got our trust in our friend. We got our trust in our employer. We got our trust in this. We got our trust in that. But beloved, you better put your hope and your trust in God. Praise God. Verse 3 said, Surely he shall deliver thee. Look at this. This writer didn't flinch. He wasn't nervous. Oh, praise God. He spoke with a surety. I'm thinking about recently the Lord gave me the awesome opportunity to lead two young men to the Lord. And before I led them to the Lord, I asked them, of course, if they knew the Lord as their personal Savior. They had just come out of a drug rehab program for drugs and alcohol. And the one man said, well, you know, I said, oh, when I heard that, I said, well, let's seal this up. Let's get this clear. Let's be sure. So look at here. He wasn't thinking. He didn't say maybe. He said surely. This writer said he shall deliver thee. He said this with confidence. He said surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Oh, praise God. You got to know for yourself, just like this writer did, that God is a deliverer for you. He said thee, meaning you. You have to know that he'll do it for you. He won't just deliver this psalmist. He won't just deliver the three Hebrew boys. He won't just deliver the pastor and the evangelist. Beloved, you got to know that you know he'll deliver you. God is the same, his word tells us, yesterday, today, and forever. You just have to believe it. In order for this psalm to do you any good, this is a psalm of faith. You're going to have to eat it. You're going to have to take it in and digest it. You're going to have to believe and trust in this word. Verse 4 says, he shall cover thee with his feathers. Under his wings shalt thou trust. Oh, praise God. The safest place to be in the whole wide world is up under the wings. Oh, hallelujah. Up under the will and within the will of the Lord. He says his truth. What is his truth? His word is his truth. His promises is his truth. That's why it's so vital that you intake this word. Not just reading it, but taking it in. Glory, hallelujah. Personalizing it. Walking it out and believing it. He goes on to say, his truth shall be thy shield. His truth shall be your protector or your buckler. Verse 5 of Psalm 91 says, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night. Beloved, you don't have to be afraid of the terrors by night. The enemy comes and he speaks to many people in their mind. When? At the dark hour, at the night. Time hour. Nobody can call anybody. Sometimes you get very, very sick. It ain't till nighttime where the enemy can talk talk to you and taunt you. You know, your basketball game's off, football game's off. You don't want to be bothering folks at 3 and 4 in the morning over your stuff. Rebuke them. And don't believe that report. Isaiah 53 says, who report shall you believe? Beloved, make a decision that you're going to believe the report of the Lord for whatever it is that you stand in need of. Praise God. So the terrors by night, he said, you don't have to be afraid. Verse 6 said, nor for the pestilence that walks in the darkness, nor for destruction that wastes at noonday. You ain't got to be afraid of any of that. Verse 7 said, a thousand shall fall at thy side, and you can look around at your right hand, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it won't come nigh you. Why? Because you trust in God. You serve God. You love God. Praise God. Sometimes you hear people's story and they got to tell you what happened to them, and because it happened to them, they feel like it got to happen to you. Don't believe it. Reject that thing. The word of the Lord tells us it shall not come nigh thee. Verse 8 says, only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Oh, praise God. The wicked has a reward. Praise God. The wages of sin is death, the word tells us. Verse 9 of Psalm 91 said, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. That's why you can claim the prior verses. Why? Because you have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Verse 10 of Psalm 91 says, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Beloved, I would that you would take this in. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 11 says that he'll give his angels charge over not just him, her, but you. Glory, hallelujah, to keep thee in all your ways. Hebrews tells us that angels are as swift as the wind, ministering angels sent by God, not only to deliver messages, but their function is also, praise God, glory, hallelujah, beloved, to shield you and to guard you from whatever you might be entrapped with. Glory, hallelujah, and to deliver you. Oh, praise God, glory, hallelujah. The word of the Lord will order the angel, hallelujah, to rescue you. He's done it for me in my very own life. I wish I had the time to tell you the story. Praise God. So I know that I know that I know. This ain't just words. He's done it for me personally. Verse 12 says, they shall bear thee up. Who shall bear thee up? The angels of the Lord in their hands, lest you dash your foot up against a stone. Praise God. They're very swift. You won't fall. You won't stub your toe. They'll have you so quickly, you won't know what happened. Verse 13 said, thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder or the cobra. The young lion and the serpent or the dragon shalt thou trample up under thy feet. Praise God, because he has set his love upon me, because you love the Lord. Praise God. Therefore will I deliver him. Look at God. He's just not God of delivering the three Hebrew boys. Beloved, he knows how to deliver you from whatever you're facing, whether it's physical, whether it's mental, whether it's spiritual, whether it's materialistic, whether it's financial. He knows how to deliver you. Praise God. He says, I will set him on high. Why? Because he have known my name. Praise God. Verse 15 says, he shall call upon me and I'm going to answer him. You're not just going to pray, but he said, I'm going to answer you. He says, I'll be with you in trouble. I'll deliver you and honor you. Verse 16 says, with long life, I'll satisfy him. See, you don't have to be, your life don't have to be aborted at 15 and at 21. He said, with long life, I'll satisfy him. And I'm going to show him my salvation. We praise God for his word. My prayer today now is that you would receive it, that you would take it in, that you would believe it, having faith in God. Praise God. God bless you. I thank God for you tuning in. You may reach this ministry by email at lindalljohnson06@aol.com for additional information. Until next time, may the blessings of our Lord be yours.